Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. In addition, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas. That website, weather.utexas.edu. As usual, on weekdays, here are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, the 16th day of February, 2022. Well, if you've been outside, you've noticed the humidity. Low-level moisture's returned, as predicted, with an approach of an upper level low pressure storm system out of the southwest U.S. The southerly winds have really picked up. In fact, a warm front really lifting across Texas at this hour. All that in anticipation of the arrival of that upper level storm system later tonight and into early tomorrow morning across the state. Now, this system is going to pass well to the north of Austin, more like the Red River area of North Texas into southern Oklahoma. That's where the best lift is going to be in the atmosphere. That's where the best dynamics will be in place. And I think at the same time, that's where most the weather is going to be. The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center is outlooking an area of severe weather over North Texas and southern Oklahoma, and it'll go eastward into northwest Louisiana and southwest Arkansas, I think, by early tomorrow morning, and then further east than that for the day tomorrow. So this is going to be a pretty active weather system. A lot of snow to the north from Kansas into the Mississippi Valley and the southern parts of the Great Lakes states. So, again, most of the weather is going to be to the north, and I just don't expect that we're going to see too much locally around here. I think we will see some slim rain chances. We're seeing a few sprinkles out there this morning. Any showers and thunderstorms would come late tonight or tomorrow morning, but I've pushed those rain chances way down, and I think the chance of any of us seeing rainfall at any given location really pretty slim. Once the upper level low pressure storm system moves by, that opens the door for number one, a more of a Pacific type front with more of a westerly wind behind it, much drier air sometime tomorrow morning. And then as the day goes along, a second cold front arrives. This one from the northwest, cooler air, in fact, much cooler air, more of a northerly wind. That'll move in by mid and late afternoon tomorrow. When it arrives, we're going to see temperatures fall, but in that drier air, we'll probably see highs in the 70s tomorrow prior to the arrival of that second front. Much cooler temperatures, near freezing away from downtown, probably Thursday night into Friday morning. We'll get plenty of sunshine going, though, as early as later tomorrow, and we'll continue Friday, Saturday into Sunday as well. Return to a southerly wind means return to some low-level moisture, increasing cloud cover for late Sunday night and into the first part of next week. Looks like another front in the area sometime late Tuesday night into Wednesday. That'll provide some lift in the atmosphere, and hopefully that'll get us some rain chances for Austin and South Central Texas. Want to come back to tomorrow for just a second. Folks, with that drier air moving in from the west, in addition to lower relative humidities coming with it, and also gusty winds coming with it as well, that's going to increase the fire danger. National Weather Service Austin San Antonio has issued a red flag warning. That's essentially a wildfire danger warning in effect from about 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, or 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, actually, till 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So keep in mind not only the much drier air, but the seasonally dormant vegetation because of all the freezes we've seen this year across the area. So that gives those fires really an opportunity and access to plenty of fuel out there. So we really need to keep an eye tomorrow into tomorrow night on the wildfire danger across South Central Texas. The only thing else that I'll mention very quickly as I close today is in the period beyond the 7-day forecast. We've been watching some trends in some of the computer models, which would suggest by the end of the month and into the first couple of days of March, it may turn quite a bit cooler over parts of Texas. Hard to say exactly at this point. This is in the outlook part of our this is not a forecast, it's more of an outlook. In the 8 to 14 day outlook from the National Weather Service, they're suggesting this now, that colder air moving south. So we need to watch it. It's going to be about almost 2 weeks down the road from now that we have to watch for that big weather change, but it's something out there that we're keeping an eye on very carefully. Friends, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, 16th day of February, 2022. I'll update my text forecast, 7-day forecast for the Austin area. That's on the website. In addition to my audio weather thoughts, again tomorrow morning, Thursday morning. Have yourself a good Wednesday.